This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. What is going on, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of our Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel. I know the last few weeks with everything going on with Bilt and other things, the Quick Hits haven't been that quick, but I do think this one actually should be fairly short today, so I'm going to jump right into it. For those of you who use and know what Points Path is, there's a really cool update to it that's coming for Founders Club members. And if you're not a Founders Club member, there is a way to get into that basically before the month ends. I know this is releasing on the 27th, so basically probably by tomorrow if you haven't jumped on it already. For those who don't know what Points Path is, I had a full episode back in episode 38 with the founder, Julian Keel. That is the Google Flights plugin that is free to use, and the free version is limited, but it's free and still pretty good. That basically, as you do a regular Google flight of searching from one place to another, it will tell you the amount of points you need, and it works really, really well for domestic flights and works okay for international, but basically all the US carriers are covered. It only does flights for 90 days out if you use the free version, but it does pretty much anything that you can find for the most part with the paid version. Now, here's what's really exciting about this new upgrade that they're doing. It's called the Points Path Wallet. So Julian's rolling out something. Again, this is just for Founders Club members. And the first thing is that they've redesigned how award results display in Google Flights. Instead of the old pop-up, there's now a points drawer that opens at the bottom of the screen, grouping results by program, so it's much easier to scroll and compare. It also clearly shows bank transfer partners and highlights any active transfer bonuses. And I think that is available to everyone. That's just a UI update. But Founders Club members can still track up to 50 flights, and the feature is already live. Just make sure that you've updated to the newest version of the extension, of the browser extension with Chrome, in order to do it. And I believe it actually might work with Safari as well. I just only basically ever use Chrome, but I do believe it does work with Safari now as well. But the bigger news again is this points wallet. So you can now connect select airline loyalty accounts and see your points balances all in one dashboard without giving Points Path your login credentials. The extension automatically detects balances when you're logged into airline sites. And what's even better is when you search flights in Google Flights, Points Path will highlight which options you already have enough points to book. Right now, Points Wallet supports 8 programs. That's American, Alaska, Delta, United, JetBlue, Spirit, Air Canada, and Air France KLM, with transferable bank currencies expected to come soon. Now, this is an early version, so expect a few bugs, but this, I think, could be a serious game changer for tracking and redeeming points more strategically and making it easier to use for those who may get a little overwhelmed with like a seats.aero, for example. So I reached out to Julian directly, and I wanted to ask him, is this something that's going to eventually be open to everybody? Does he know when, if that's going to happen? And he responded back to me by basically saying that the Points Wallet is likely only to be available to Founders Club members for at least a couple months, as we want to shake out the bugs and expand our program coverage on it with the help of our top users before we release a version to everyone else. However, we just reopened Founders Club to new members today for a limited time. It'll be open for roughly the first week of February before we close it again, so if people want to get an early look at the Points Wallet, they can currently join the Founders Club, and the Points Wallet will be activated automatically for them along with all the other Founders Club features. I'm not going to go into what all those features are. I've been a member of the Founders Club. It's been fantastic. Basically, get a lot of the updates and upgrades they do much earlier than everybody else. I'll send you the link he sent me. This is not an affiliate link, so there's no benefit to me at all if you decide to join the Founders Club, but I'll just send it to you so you can take a look at it. I believe he's planning on shutting this off at the end of February, so if you're catching this when it goes live, you're going to want to act quickly on that, but we'll make sure to include it in the show notes so that way you have it. And I do believe the cost of the Founders Club is either $10 a month or $100 for the year. So not super expensive. I know there's always added costs for different things and you have to be mindful of that, but I do think Founders Club has been pretty valuable. I want to give a shout out to Brian Barlow. Brian actually was one of the first people to submit a guest contributor blog article to the website. And if you recall, I mentioned last week, we now have this open. So if you've got a great stay, a great story, a great experience, or a beware experience that you want people to know about, we have a form. The link to it is in our show notes as well. We'll keep that in the show notes for the show going forward. But basically, this is an opportunity for you to put that out there on our site, but we'll make sure to plug you as well. Brian has a phenomenal article about how he used Marriott points at the JW Marriott Masai Mara for basically an all-inclusive, all-points-paid safari and stay. It's an incredible article. The pictures in it are fantastic. We're pushing that out. It's going to be out in our newsletter that would have came out yesterday as of this goes live, so you probably saw it there. But I'm also going to work to get Brian on the show because I think this would make for an incredible story to put in the podcast. So shout out to you, Brian, for A, being the first person to submit something for our contributor or to the blog, I should say, but also for it to be such a fantastic story as well. Super, super excited for others to get to hear about your amazing experience. A couple things in the travel news world just to be aware of. In the U.S. here, we're still dealing, as I'm recording this at least, with some version of a partial government shutdown. So TSA PreCheck is still open in most places. I know they talked about closing it, but they basically did an about face on that for the most part, it seems. Although they've mentioned they have the potential to still close in certain places. So just be mindful of that. That could impact your travels a little bit as this is going on. As I'm recording this, though, Global Entry is still closed, I believe, everywhere, but essentially, I guess, maybe Canada. So I think you can still go through Global Entry in Canada, basically. But for the most part, assume Global Entry is closed as of right now. No idea when that will change, but just something to be mindful of. And of course, there's some really chaotic things happening in Mexico right now, specifically Puerto Vallarta, at least this week. And a lot of flights got canceled in and out. But many airlines are resuming flights in and out of Puerto Vallarta now after halting service due to a lot of the cartel violence that happened back on Sunday. So it's a little bit of good news there. There are some active transfer bonuses. Most of these, I was debating if I should even bring them up because most of these are ending tomorrow as of this when this goes live, so February 28th. But if you weren't aware, something to be mindful of, 30% transfer bonus from Capital One to JAL, 50% transfer bonus from Chase to Marriott Bonvoy, and 40% transfer bonus from Chase Ultimate Rewards to Virgin Atlantic. All of these expire at the end of February. And then in March, we have 25% transfer bonus to Citi Thank You Rewards to Wyndham, and then a 15% transfer bonus from Amex to Avianca Life Miles. That ends March 28th. Whereas the Citi to Wyndham 25% bonus ends March 21st. We do also know that Bilt is doing their rent day. It's going to be a transfer bonus to JAL, Japan Airlines. And that is super exciting for a lot of people. I know some people in the WhatsApp community mentioned that they just transferred a ton of points from Capital One to JAL using that transfer bonus. And essentially, if you are Bilt Blue member, 25% transfer bonus, Bilt Silver 50%, Gold 75%, and Platinum 100% bonus. So huge opportunity here, especially if you are a Platinum or even a Gold member, which I know a lot of us are Gold just by way of getting the Palladium card, to have a massive transfer bonus on March 1st from Bilt Rewards over to Japan Airlines. And speaking of built, a couple other things to note. I do want to mention one of the positives of my update from last Quick Hits. So in my last Quick Hits, I had mentioned that my built card immediately declined when I was going to put a deposit down for the generator. It was a 10K transaction, even though I have a 20K credit line. So they had to split it in two. Me being just mindful that they were splitting this into two drafts of 5K, I activated my points accelerator for the first 5K. It triggered and processed when that payment went through, and then I was able to activate the points accelerator a second time for the other 5K and triggered. So I was actually able to get 3x of spend, or should I say 3x of built points on all 10K of spend, which is amazing. And what's interesting is the way the math works out, basically 5K of spend generated $200 of built cash, and it cost me $200 of built cash to do the points accelerator. Now, of course, you only get five of those a year, so basically up to a total of $25,000 of spend each year, basically. And so each time you activate it, it's up to 5K of spend. So a little bit annoying there, but the 5K of spend gave me the cash I needed basically to rebuy another 5K of spend option. So that was pretty nice to be able to now take something that almost in no environment would you ever get 3K of spend for something like a home generator or maintenance or work done to your house. And to add to it, it's to a vendor that's not adding any credit card fees to the work they're doing. So I'm super excited about that. And this was actually a really super helpful tip from Kelly. She's been on our show and she's an admin in our WhatsApp community chat. She talked about this in our WhatsApp community and specifically a kind of a public service announcement, a PSA for anyone with the built card. And she mentioned that her friend, and actually her friend, not her, was checking out at Walmart and was in a hurry and didn't see that she basically opted to pay for her Walmart purchase with points until it was too late. She couldn't cancel the transaction either, which was really surprising. And so when you go into the built app, it looks like Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Citgo, and BP, the gas station, is coming soon, where when you swipe your card, it basically allows you to pay with points. And what's interesting is she said it was very small print on the credit card terminal where it normally pops up and says, hey, approve this amount, yes or no, except this time it said, approve this amount with points, and yes was green and no was red. So while if you were in a rush and you're just moving through and the thing pops up, you're expecting that to be like, yes, is this okay to pay? What it actually was saying was, yes, is it okay to pay with your points, instead of, yes, is this transaction okay? So if you weren't actually reading, it's a really easy mistake to make and a really easy way to blow through a lot of your points unexpectedly. So if you are shopping at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Citgo, or soon BP, and you're using your built card in person, be mindful of that, and shout out for Kelly for bringing this to our attention, because that's something that I absolutely would do. Now, I don't know when the last time I've gone inside a Walmart is, but when I do, it's absolutely something I could see happening, and I would not want to have that happen, especially if it was a larger purchase and I was in a rush. So shout out to you, Kelly, for that piece of news. Hopefully it helps other people as well. And probably what's the biggest news to come out of this week, and that started up a lot of chat within our WhatsApp community, is that the World of Hyatt just announced some pretty major award pricing changes starting in May of this year. They're keeping the published award chart, which is something that we don't really see anymore, but they're expanding from 3 pricing levels per category to 5. So instead of being off-peak, regular, and peak season, or peak rates, it's going to be lowest, low, moderate, upper, and top. On paper, that sounds like more flexibility, but in reality, it opens the door to some serious increases on the high end. For example, Category 4 hotels, which is really the sweet spot for those 1-4 free night certificates, can now price as high as 25,000 points per night. Category 8 properties jump all the way up to 75,000 points per night, which is up to a 67% increase compared to today's peak pricing. Hyatt says that initially only a limited number of hotels and dates will fall into those new upper and top tiers, but they've also made it really clear that they plan to grow into this chart over time, which means we'll likely see more nights drift towards the upward side in the coming years. There is a small positive, and that's that free night certificates will still be valid within their category bands regardless of pricing tier, as long as the standard rooms are available. So it's a good thing that they're still keeping award charts, which is much better than having fully dynamic pricing, which we don't really love in this world, but premium redemptions are about to get significantly more expensive. I mean, for example, the Cap Canna, I know Todd in our WhatsApp group mentioned it went from 50K to 80K per night overnight for the month of June. So for someone that's been planning, they've been saving up their points for a specific redemption, you could see that some of these things have actually already changed ahead of their May announcement. So there are a few places, few hotels around the world that the pricing has already gone up, not even waiting for this May timeframe. So if you've been searching for a specific redemption somewhere, double check where it is and see, has your points or your pricing changed for those nights? Because you might need a lot more points than you originally thought just a week ago. With that, I think that's going to wrap this one up for this week. I hope everyone has had a fantastic week, fantastic weekend. We're going into March. Hopefully the weather is getting a little bit warmer. As always, want to end with a note of gratitude to each and every one of you. Appreciate the time, the energy, and the support that you bring to myself, to my wife, to our show, to the content that we put out. We're constantly seeing the group growing, the hits to our website, the followers to the podcast, all those things, and it's super, super motivating. So definitely appreciate each and every one of you. So when you do listen to an episode, when you do like an Instagram post or YouTube video, whatever it may be, that does not go unnoticed. I do notice it all, and I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. So again, always love ending with gratitude. I appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you have a fantastic week, fantastic weekend, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoiceScape.com.